over the years, as I've played Michael Jackson music, and occasionally when you play a Michael Jackson song, someone will text in and they will make accusations about Michael Jackson. And I've often thought to myself, I wonder if we will ever get to the point with Michael Jackson where things build up to such a degree that it's no longer acceptable to play a Michael Jackson song. And if so, would that not be a terrible shame in terms of the quality of music that we all have to enjoy? 0808 100 8800. Have the allegations against Michael Jackson made you want to stop hearing his music? Paul in Flitwick says, Jonathan, will these unproven allegations affect the long-running Thriller show in the West End? The show is absolutely fantastic, says Paul. Again? I mean, potentially. Juliet Grayson is a psychotherapist and chair of the charity Stop So, which works with those at risk of sexual offending or re-offending. Good morning to you, Juliet. Thanks for coming on.
Morning.
Morning. So can you understand why some people are now saying, do you know what, I don't think I want to hear Michael Jackson music anymore? Just based on the allegations, whether those allegations are true or not, I don't want to hear his music anymore. Can you understand it?
I certainly can. You have to think about the fact that probably one in five of your listeners have been sexually abused. That's a phenomenal figure. And we worked it out that every day in the UK, there are 1,417 new children being sexually abused in the UK. We have a hashtag, #1417StopSo.
And where are these figures coming from?
The police recorded figures are 64,667 police recorded sexual offences against children a year. And the Children's Commissioner said that only one in eight is getting reported to the police or...
I was going to say, I mean, I presume the earlier statistic you talked about in terms of my listeners, I presume that's based on a bit of guesswork, because a lot of people who are sexually abused, they never tell anyone about it, sadly.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of organisations who've researched it, and one in five seems to be the generally accepted figure. So, you know, it is shocking, the number of people. So for those people, when they hear something played by someone who's been accused of sexual offending, then that's obviously going to be a trigger for them and likely to put them into a not good state. On the other hand, you know, I also love Michael Jackson's music, and he hasn't been convicted. And he is someone who, at the moment, there are unproven allegations. So... it's very complex, but...
So should we as people latch on to that latter point, that largely his music is fantastic, largely people love his music, and we should latch on to the fact that he hasn't been proven guilty in a court of law, and we should dismiss the allegations and say, well, that's something separate, because officially he was an innocent man and still is an innocent man, and therefore we should not deprive ourselves of his wonderful music because of allegations that may or may not be true.
It's such a difficult thing, isn't it? I mean, you're asking me to sort of say go one way or the other, and the truth is that some of your listeners will go one way and some of your listeners will go the other way. My take is that actually what we need to do is change society's attitude. It's really difficult for people who've been sexually abused to come forward, as you mentioned. Just imagine how difficult it is for someone who is attracted to children to come forward and say, I would like help, never to act out on this. And, you know, I think we need to try and make a shift and a change in society to make it easier for those people who have an attraction. They reckon it's about 2% of males who have an attraction to sexual a sexual attraction to children. So we all know someone who is attracted to children. They're living amongst us. And the way to keep society safer and the way to prevent child abuse is to do what StopSo is doing, which is to offer therapy before they have committed a crime. So we're trying to encourage anyone who feels at risk of committing a sexual offence to come forward, to ask for help, to get therapy local to where they live. We have over 200 therapists all across the UK, and get help to stop. And the other issue that needs to be thought about is that we all think of these people as dirty old men in a raincoat. Well, actually, Michael Jackson is showing us a different perspective, but many people, your caller earlier said, you know, he's always looked a bit odd. But actually, what we're finding is that we did an online questionnaire, at Stop So, and we asked sex offenders, at what age did you first know you had a problem with your thinking or behaviour? And 51% know by the time they're 16 years old. And 72% know by the time they're 25. So we need to be getting in touch with young people. A third of sexual offences are committed by people who are under 18. We need to get in touch with young people and say it's okay to have a different sexual attraction, but come forward and get help to manage that so that you never, ever act on that.
But that's so crucial, isn't it? I mean, surely most sensible, intelligent people, if you're thinking about this subject in a calm frame of mind and trying to take, and it's very difficult to do so, but trying to take some of the emotional heat out of it, a man who comes forward and says, I believe I have this problem, I don't want to have this problem, I want to try and find a way of me never acting out on the way I feel, then surely we can all have a level of respect for that person and for the bravery of them coming forward and the desire to not act on it. When we are repulsed, it's normally because we find out how calculating, clever, manipulative some paedophiles can be. And it's the fact, I mean, if you think about Jimmy Savile, for example, one of the most sickening things, it was when we started to find out that this was a man who'd actively found ways of getting himself as close to children as possible, vulnerable children, so he could play on those children. And that was what was so disgusting about him, because he was a man that had thought it all through. And isn't that why these allegations about Michael Jackson, which the family say are completely untrue, when you start to put those allegations together with the fact that he created a theme park, for goodness sake, in his own back garden and was constantly being photographed with children, there will be some people that will just feel very uneasy about it.
Yes, and Jonathan, it's music to my ears to hear you say that you respect the people who come forward and say, I have an attraction to children and I want help to stop it, because I think they fear that they're going to get judged, you know, like the Jimmy Savile people who have completely manipulated society and many people in power and so on and so forth. So we really do have to make a change. We have to also find funding for the 20% of people who can't afford to pay for their own therapy, because at Stop So, everyone pays, and we constantly are fundraising to be able to offer a subsidy to those who can't afford to pay. Some of those are people who are unemployed, but some of them are students. I was contacted the other day by a 14-year-old saying, I'm attracted to 2-year-olds, to 8-year-olds. Can you help me? And obviously, that 14-year-old hadn't told their parents, didn't have any funding, and we did help them. But you know, we need money to be able to subsidize those people. And it's so much cheaper to give them a year's therapy for £3,000 than to lock them up, which costs £64,000 if you include the court costs and the police costs.
But it's always very difficult when you're having a conversation about paedophilia and child sexual abuse. It's very difficult to have that conversation in a calm and reasonable way.
And because I love it that you're doing that. Love it.
But you know, understandably, people are repulsed at the idea of it. And understandably, people are so angry because children are so vulnerable and children need protecting. And just the thought of, as you've just said, you know, you just said you've heard from a student who admits that he's attracted to 2 to 8-year-olds. I mean, it's just a horrible thought.
It is a horrible thought, but he's coming forward and he's acknowledging it and he's not yet acted on it. So if we can
stop it,
you know,
before it
give
occurs.
Give him help, yeah, and stop the first crime. You know, prevent,
yeah,
not react.
Juliet, thank you very much indeed. Juliet Grayson is a psychotherapist and chair of the charity Stop So, which works with those at risk of sexual offending or reoffending. If you want to check out their website, it's stopso.org.uk, and there's a helpline number of 07473 299883.